This week is Parshas Saf, but since this is the week before Pesach and always the week before Pesach, it is Shabbos HaGadol. Therefore, the Shir today is going to focus on Shabbos HaGadol. The main source of this halacha is in Torah Rechaim, Simen Tov Lamed, where the Torah there says that Shabbos Shelifnei Pesach, the Shabbos before Pesach, we call it Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. And the reason that we call it in that name is in remembrance of a great miracle that happened in that day. Because since the Passover offering has to be taken at the 10th of Nisan, as it's written in the verse in Shmos chapter 12, verse number 3, where Hashem tells us that Be'osor L'Chodesh Hazeh, in the 10th of this month, we should take a sheep for the Passover offering. And since we know that the day that we went out of Egypt was on a Thursday, as it is written in Seder Olam, then comes out that the 10th of that month was Shabbos, and that is the day that the Jewish people took the sheep for the Passover offering, and they tied it to the bedpost. And when an Egyptian asked them, "Why are you tying the sheep to the bedpost?" the Jewish people answered that they are going to slaughter as a Passover offering for Hashem, and the Egyptian's teeth became blunted, because even though the Jewish people were going to kill the god of the Egyptians because the Egyptians worshipped the sheep, nonetheless, they couldn't say anything. And in remembrance of this great miracle, we call it Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. The Beis Yosef brings the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned Pesach Sheyasu Beisro Mitzrayim, that the Pesach that the Jewish people left Egypt was on Thursday, as the Bach says. And then the Beis Yosef brings the Tosfos Divrei Maaschal V'Osoi, which says the Nimtza comes out the Beshabbos She'Avro Lakhu Pischeihem, comes out that the Shabbos before that they took the Passover offering, because since the Jewish people left Egypt on the 15th of Nisan, and that was on a Thursday, then comes out that the 10th of Nisan, when the Jewish people took the Passover offering, was on a Shabbos. And the reason they call it Shabbos HaGadol is because there was a great miracle, but the miracle that the Tosfos describes is a different miracle. Tosfos says that there's a Medrash that says that when the Jewish people took the Passover offering, the firstborn of the nations of the world came to the Jewish people and they asked them, "Why are we doing that?" Then the Jewish people said that this is going to be a Passover offering, because when Hashem is going to kill all the firstborn of Egypt, then we're supposed to mark our houses in order that Hashem should not kill the firstborn of the Jews. Then the firstborn of the Egyptians went to their fathers and to Pharaoh to ask that the Jewish people should be sent out, and they did not want to send them out. Then the firstborn of the Egyptians made a war against the people, and they killed many of them. Therefore, it's written in Tehillim, chapter 136, verse number 10, Lamake Mitzrayim Bifchoreyem, Hashem who smote the Egyptians through their firstborn, meaning that there was a civil war between the firstborn and the rest of the population. And because of that, we call it Shabbos HaGadol. Then according to this interpretation, we understand very well why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because the miracle and the war that the Egyptians did within themselves happened on Shabbos. But the Beis Yosef asks, according to the version that the Torah writes down, that we took it from the tent, and then the Egyptians saw it and they couldn't answer anything, then theoretically we should call from the tent until Erev Pesach Yomim Gedolim, great days. Why do we only call Shabbos HaGadol only the great Shabbos? So the Beis Yosef answers, Vayashloimer, we could say Sheikra Nes Hayu Bas Chloso, because since the miracle that the Egyptians could not say anything to us happened in the tent, because that is the main day where the teeth of the Egyptians got blunted, but after the first day, since they already saw that, they didn't become so upset. But nonetheless, since the first day where the Egyptians saw that their God is going to be slaughtered, that is a day that got them very upset. Therefore, we celebrate only the Shabbos HaGadol, only the great Shabbos, and not the rest of the 4 days before Pesach. We're going to try to give a different answer, but first we're going to bring the Bach, where the Bach asks another question also. The Bach asks a different question. He first asks, since we are celebrating Shabbos HaGadol, because that is when the 10th of Nisan was, and that is when the beginning of the miracle was, even according to the Beis Yosef, then the question is, why don't we celebrate every 10th of Nisan as a great day? Why specifically we celebrate only Shabbos HaGadol, only the great Shabbos, and not straight the 10th of Nisan? And it brings an answer for Moshe Harif, that the reason is that since we went up the Jordan River in Yeshua chapter 4, verse number 19, on the 10th of Nisan, and if we are going to celebrate just the 10th of Nisan, we would have thought that the reason we're celebrating is because we went up the Jordan. Therefore, they specifically celebrate it as the Shabbos HaGadol, as the great Shabbos, because we know that when the Jewish people went from the Jordan, it was not on Shabbos. Therefore, by celebrating Shabbos HaGadol, everybody is going to know that we're celebrating the miracle that happened in Egypt and not the miracle that happened when we went up the Jordan River. The Magen Avraham gives a different answer to the question of the Bach, meaning why don't we celebrate the 10th of Nisan like we usually celebrate holidays on a specific day? Why do we celebrate the Shabbos before Pesach as Shabbos HaGadol? And the Magen Avraham answers that since the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kof Pei 580 in Sif Beis writes down that one of the days that people fast is the 10th of Nisan, because that is the day that Meisa Miriam, that Miriam died when Istalka Be'er and the well of Miriam stopped working. That means that people fast on the 10th of Nisan because there was sadness in that day that Miriam died. Therefore, the rabbis did not want to institute a day of celebration on the 10th of Nisan to remember that this is the day that the miracle happened in Egypt, because this is a day where we took the sheep for the Passover offering. Therefore, the rabbis decided to associate it to the Shabbos as Shabbos HaGadol, as Shabbos of the Great Miracle, and not to the day of the 10th of Nisan, since that is the day that Miriam died, and we want to give her honor by not making it a celebration and fasting on that day. So therefore, the rabbis associated this miracle to Shabbos HaGadol, to the great Shabbos, but not to the 10th of Nisan. In a previous shiur, we discussed different interpretations of why we call the Shabbos before Pesach Shabbos HaGadol. But in this shiur, we are going to give the interpretation of Sefer Shemeroish, where he gives a very novel interpretation based on what the Divrei Yoel writes. But before he gives his interpretation, Sefer Shemeroish asks other questions in regards to the plagues and the exodus of Egypt. First, he notes that in Parshas Bo, chapter 11, verse number 4, it's written, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe said, Koy Omar Hashem, so did Hashem say, Kach HaTzoris Alayla, about midnight, Ani Yoytze Besoch Mitzrayim, I'm going out over Egypt. And then the verse says that Hashem says that he's going to kill the firstborn of Egypt. Interesting is that it is not written what midnight Hashem is going to go out. It's written, Kach HaTzoris Alayla, about midnight, I am going out into Egypt, but it's not mentioned any exact date of what midnight are we talking about. I understand that in chapter 12, verse 29, there is written, Vahi b'chatzi alayla, it was in midnight, v'Hashem hiko kol b'chorin, Hashem killed all the firstborn of Egypt. There we understand exactly what night it is, because since it's written in chapter 12, verse number 6, V'ayu lochem mishmeres ad arbaos hayoyim, that you should watch the Passover offering until the 14th day, and then you should slaughter it, and it's written, V'achlu es abosar ba'alaylo azeh, and you should eat the meat in that night, and that night is the night of the 15th, the night after you brought the Passover offering. Therefore, when it's written at midnight, then we know exactly that this is the midnight where Hashem told the Jewish people to do the Passover offering, and then Hashem killed all the firstborn of Egypt. But in the warning, when Hashem warned Paroi, it is not written exactly what midnight is going to be. As a matter of fact, the Ramban writes down on that verse that Moshe Rabbeinu is warning Paroi that about midnight Hashem is going to kill all the firstborn of Egypt, which is chapter 11, verse number 4, that it is not written what midnight it is, because since the warning for this plague took place before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before the first of the month, at least 15 days before the plague, therefore it is not written what midnight it is. It's written Kachatzos HaLaila, about midnight. Then we have to understand why is it not written what midnight it's going to be. Now we are going to turn to the plague of darkness, which is written on Parshas Boy, that is on chapter 10, verse number 21. There it says, Vayim Hashem el Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Netei yadcha l'shamayim, stretch out your hand over the heaven, v'choshech al eretz Mitzrayim, it will be darkness over the land of Egypt, v'yomesh choshech. The simple interpretation of the word v'yomesh choshech means that the darkness will be tangible, there will be a mamoshes, there will be feeling to the darkness, and that is Rashi's third interpretation, as the verse continues and says that Vayet Moshe Yadol HaShemayim, that Moshe Rabbeinu stretched out his hand over the heaven, V'choshech Afela, and there was a thick darkness, B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, over all the land of Egypt, Shloshes Yomim, 3 days, and then the verse 23 says, Leirao Ishes Achiv, that no man saw his brother, V'lekomu Ish Tachtov, and no one could arise from his place, Shloshes Yomim, 3 days, U'lechol Bnei Israel, and for all the Jewish people, Hayo Oir B'moishvoi, some there was light in their dwellings. According to Rashi's interpretation, there were two sets of 3 days. The first set of 3 days is Leirao Ishes Achiv, that nobody saw his fellow man. It was dark that nobody could see his fellow man. But the other 3 days, there was an increased darkness that v'lekomu ishtachtov, that a person could not even get up. Meaning that if he's sitting, he couldn't get up, and if he was standing, he couldn't sit down, because the darkness was so thick that he couldn't do this. That is according to the interpretation of Rashi, that there was two sets of 3 days. But according to the interpretation of the Evan Ezra and according to the interpretation of the Rashbam, there was only one set of 3 days, and those 3 days that was dark, it was very dark. It was not 6 days of darkness as Rashi brings it. It was actually only 3 days of darkness, which was such an intense darkness that lekom ishtachtov, that nobody could get up. Meaning that verse 23 explains what happened during the 3 days that is written on verse number 22, where it says that there was darkness over Egypt for 3 days. But going back to the idea that's written by Yomesh Choshech and the darkness became tangible as we translate it, Rashi brings two other interpretations. In his first interpretation of Rashi, Rashi says that the darkness by day during the plague will become darker over the Egyptians than the darkness of a normal night, meaning that it will be darker than yesterday, meaning that yesterday it was dark by night, but now the day is going to be dark, and the night it's going to be even darker. That is how Rashi interprets it, as the word emesh, as the word yesterday, meaning that the darkness of today is going to be darker than the darkness of yesterday. But Rashi brings the second opinion, which is the opinion of Targum Unkelus, where Targum Unkelus translates the word Vayomesh Choshech as the darkness will be removed. And Targum Unkelus takes this because it is written in chapter 13, verse number 22, says Lo Yomish Amuda Anan Yoimam, that the pillar of cloud will not be removed during the day, Vamuda Oesh Lailo, and the pillar of light during the night, Lifnei Om, from in front of the people. So we see the word Yomish is removed, and there it says Lo Yomish, it will not be removed. So here it's written Vayomish Choshech, the darkness will be removed. Therefore Rashi has to translate what is written Vayomish Choshech, the darkness will be removed. It means to say that as soon as the darkness will be removed, then the darkness will come again. meaning during close to daylight, where normally the darkness will be removed, here the darkness will come again. And Rashi doesn't like this interpretation, but nonetheless, clearly that is the interpretation of Targum Unclus. And we are going to try to explain what does it mean really, Vayomesh Choshech, and the darkness will be removed. Now we are going to turn to the plague of locusts, which is in the beginning of Parshas Boy, which is on chapter 10. On chapter 10, verse number 5, it says, V'chiso esei noares, that the locusts will cover the surface of the earth, v'lo yochal li reises haaretz, and won't be able to see the earth, v'ochal es yeser apleito anisheres lochem min haboret, it will eat the leftover that was left to you from the hail, v'ochal es kol eit hatzomeach lochem min hasade, and it will eat all the trees that grow to you from the field, meaning that the locusts are going to eat all the trees that grow from the field. The Ebenezer writes down that there had to be a big time difference between the plague of hail, Barot, and the plague of locusts. Because since in regards to the plague of hail, it's written there in chapter 9, verse number 25, Vayacha Barot b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, that the hail smote the whole land of Egypt, es kol asher basada, everything that is in the field, me'odam vat behemah, from man until animal, ve'es kol eise basada hiko habarot, and all the grass of the field, the hail struck, ve'es kol eitz asada shiber, and all the trees of the field it broke, meaning that the hail broke all the trees of the field. Therefore, the Ebenezer says that since the hail had broken already all the trees, we have to give time for the trees to regrow, because otherwise the plague of locusts didn't have any trees to eat. And since it says on the plague of locusts that the locusts ate all the trees of the field, therefore there must be that there was a big lapse time between the plague of hail and the plague of locusts, because otherwise there wouldn't have what to eat. But the Ramban disagrees with the Ebenezer, and the Ramban says that clearly there couldn't be a long time between the plague of locusts and the plague of hail, because since the Mishnah in Edyos, chapter 2, Mishnah 10, writes down that all the plagues took a year to do, because it says Mishpat Mitzrim was Shnei Masra Chodesh, were 12 months, meaning that during 12 months all the plagues took place. And since it's written in the end of Voera, in chapter 9, verse number 31, it says there, that Vapishto Vaseoiro Nukoso, that the flax and the barley were hit, Ki Aseoiro Aviv, because the barley was ripe, Vapishto Givol, and the flax is in its stalks, which means that they are completely ripe. Therefore, the Ramban says clearly that they couldn't be, that the Barot did not fall before Adar, meaning that the month of Adar, where the barley is ripe, that is when the hail fell. And also in the month of Adar, the wheat is not yet finished. Therefore, even if the hail falls on it, it won't be destroyed, because it will be able to regenerate and grow again. But nonetheless, he says that the grapes did not yet become ripe, and the trees did not yet bud, and therefore it's written that all the trees it broke in the hail, because it broke hoanofim, it broke the leaf. And the Vachakeni writes down, Bechoydesh Yomim, after a month, Benisan, in the month of Nisan, Tzomcho Achito Vakusemes, the spelt and the wheat grew, and this is what was left over from the hail. And now the trees started budding. You could see their fruits. And this is what is written, that the locusts ate things that are growing. Because now the locusts came and ate those flowers. And he destroyed everything. Ada Shalushlam Perach or Tzitz did not leave any flower or any buds. Uvachoydeshazeh Ba'atzmoy, and this month of Nisan, Nigalu, they were redeemed. So then comes out, according to the Ramban, that in the month of Adar, it was the plague of hail, and in the month of Nisan was the month that the locusts came and ate the leftover, so it was one month after the other, and according to the Ramban, the same month of Nisan is the month that we redeemed, as we know that in the 15th of Nisan, on Pesach, we were redeemed. As an aside, according to this Ramban, we could answer a question that Om Meforshim asked in regards to Parshas Boy, because in Parshas Boy, we have three plagues. We have the plague of locusts, we have the plague of darkness, and we have the plague of the death of the firstborn. And normally, Meforshim asked that it is broken up in a not regular way, meaning that we know that the plagues came in sets of three. If the first three plagues are dam, tzfardeya, kinim, blood, frogs, and lice, and the second set of plagues, which are arov, dever, shchin, which are wild animals, pestilence, and boils, and the third set, which is borot, arbe, choshech, which is hail, locust, and darkness, and afterwards comes the death of the firstborn, and those plagues have symmetry, because they all carry a message before each set, and the warning for the first plague of each set took place at the river in the morning, and the warning for the second plague of each set took place at the palace, and the third plague of each set, there was no warning. So there is a certain symmetry between these plagues, and therefore if there is a symmetry, we should put all these three plagues together, and therefore the question is, why did the Torah separate the plague of hail from the plague of locusts and darkness? Since they are part of one set, then the rabbis should have put them together in one parsha. And yet we see that the plague of hail is in the end of Vayera, and the plagues of locust and darkness is in Parshas Boy. But according to what the Ramban says now, that the plague of Borot took place in the month of Adar, and the plague of Arbe took place in the month of Nisan, we understand why the Torah put together the plague of locust, darkness, and the firstborn in one parsha, because these three plagues are the only plagues that took place in the month of Nisan, since all three plagues took place in one month, because clearly, according to the Ramban, locust was in the month of Nisan, and the death of the firstborn is in the month of Nisan, then Choshech, then darkness, is also in the month of Nisan. Then comes out that all these three plagues took place in the same month, and since they took place in the same month, the Torah separates them and puts them together. Meaning, even though technically they should have been together, the hail together with the locust and darkness, but since the Torah wants to emphasize that these three plagues are special because they are the last plagues that took place in the last month, therefore the Torah puts together locust, darkness, and the death of the firstborn. But going back to Sefer Shemeroish, Sefer Shemeroish notes that according to this Ramban, that means that all three plagues took place during the month of Nisan. And since Rashi writes down in Shemos chapter 7, verse number 25, after the plague of blood, where there it says, Vayemolesh Shivas Yomim, and it was completed 7 days of the plague, and Rashi writes down that all the plagues took place a quarter of the month, which is a week, and then the other part of the month, Moshe Rabbeinu warned about the next plague, then comes out that the plague of locust took place from the 1st of Nisan until the 7th of Nisan. And right afterwards, we must say that the plague of darkness took effect. And since, according to the opinion of Rashi, the plague of darkness had a duration of 6 days, because there were 3 days where there was regular darkness and then 3 days of great darkness, that means that the plague of darkness could not finish before the 13th of Nisan. And after the plague of darkness, it's written on chapter 10, verse number 24, that Paro told Moshe, go serve Hashem, just your sheep and your cattle should stay behind. And Moshe Rabbeinu does not agree. And then Paro says to Moshe Rabbeinu in verse number 28, Leich me'olai, go from me, shamalacha, toisev rois ponai, do not see my face anymore, ki bayoim rois choponai, because in the day that you are going to see my face, Tomus, you will die. And Moshe Rabbeinu agrees that he won't see his face anymore. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gives him the warning that is written in chapter 11, verse number 4, that Koyomar Hashem, so did Hashem say, Kachatzois alayla, about midnight, and Yoitze Besoich Mitzrayim, I'm going out over Egypt, and I'm going to kill all the firstborn of Egypt. That means that on the 13th, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling that Hashem said that about midnight, Hashem is going to destroy the Egyptians. Therefore, automatically, it means the next day, midnight. And therefore, automatically, Moshe Rabbeinu does not need to write down what date that is going to be. Because since he's giving the warning on the 13th, that means that the next midnight, Hashem is going to destroy the Egyptians. Sefer Shemen Roish explains that this strengthens the opinion of Ravashi in the Gemara in Brochas Dav Dalet Omed Alef 4a. There the Gemara is arguing in regards to midnight, if Moshe Rabbeinu knew when midnight was or he didn't know when midnight was. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kachatzois alayla, about midnight, Hashem is going to come out of Egypt and destroy all the firstborn of Egypt. He doesn't say, Chatzois laylo, at midnight, Hashem is going to destroy. He says, about midnight, Hashem is going to destroy the firstborn of Egypt. So the Gemara asks the question, how is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know when midnight was, and yet David HaMelech knows when midnight was? Because in regards to David HaMelech, it is written on Tehillim, chapter 119, verse number 62, Chatzois laila akum lohoydos lecho amishpatei tzidkecho, that I will arise at midnight to thank you for your righteous judgment. And there doesn't say about midnight I'm going to get up. That David HaMelech got up exactly at midnight. So how is it possible that David HaMelech knows when midnight is and Moshe Rabbeinu does not know when midnight is? So the first answer of the Gemara is that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know when midnight is, and David HaMelech also by himself, he did not know when midnight was. The only reason that David HaMelech was able to get up at midnight is because David HaMelech had an alarm clock system, meaning that he had an harp hanging over his bed, that when the northern wind blew, the harp used to sing, and the northern wind blows exactly at midnight. So therefore, David HaMelech knew exactly when midnight was. But since Moshe Rabbeinu did not have this alarm, Moshe Rabbeinu did not know exactly when midnight is. The second answer of the Gemara is the opinion of Rab Zera, where Rab Zera says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew when midnight was and David HaMelech knew when midnight was, but Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to say that exactly at midnight Hashem is going to kill all the firstborn of Egypt because the stargazers of Paroi may have miscalculated the time and they would have thought that it was a minute before midnight or a minute after midnight, and they would say that Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar because he said that he's going to kill the firstborn of Egypt at midnight, and here they died a minute before midnight or a minute after midnight. Therefore, to ensure that they don't claim that Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar, Moshe Rabbeinu decided to say, about midnight, Hashem is going to destroy Egypt. Like that, they can't claim that Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. And the third answer that the Gemara brings is the opinion of Ravashi, that Ravashi says, and the third answer of Ravashi is that Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly when midnight was, as David HaMelech knew, but when Moshe Rabbeinu talked to Paroi, Moshe Rabbeinu was at the 13th at midnight, meaning the night of the 13th to 14th at midnight, exactly that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Paroi, and Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi, Kachatzois alayla, like midnight today, tomorrow, Hashem is going to go over Egypt, and Hashem is going to destroy the firstborn of Egypt. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu happens to be at Paroi's palace at midnight of the 13th to 14th, and he said, Lemochor, tomorrow, Kachatzois, like midnight today, Hashem is going to destroy Egypt, and therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to give a date when that is going to be, because Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that midnight tomorrow, as today, Hashem is going to destroy Egypt. So kachatzois doesn't mean about midnight, means as midnight today, tomorrow. But the question that the Mefarshim asks is, what is Moshe Rabbeinu doing there at midnight? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have other time to go to Paro, he has to go there at midnight. But according to what we just mentioned from the Ramban and from Sefer Shemiroish, it is very good. Because since the plague of darkness finished at the 13th, and right after the plague of darkness, Paro called Moshe Rabbeinu and told that the people should go out, but the sheep and the cattle should stay behind. And Moshe Rabbeinu argues back and forth. And then Paro gets angry at Moshe Rabbeinu and says that you're not going to see my face. And by the time Paro did all his negotiations and he getting angry, it was midnight. And then Moshe Rabbeinu decides exactly at midnight to say, as midnight today, tomorrow, Hashem is going to destroy Egypt. But according to this, it's very good why Moshe Rabbeinu is there at midnight. Because since right after the plague of darkness, Paro called Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is the only time that Paro could finally move, because during the 3 days of intense darkness, Paro couldn't move. Then the plague finished at night of the 13th to the 14th, and the negotiations with Paro to let the Jewish people go dragged on until midnight. At that point, Paro got angry and told Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't want you to see my face anymore. And that was exactly midnight. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kachatzois alaylo, as midnight today, tomorrow, Hashem is going to go over Egypt and destroy all the firstborns of Egypt. As a side note, the opinions of the Ramban in these parshas are very complicated and needs to be answered, because the Ramban always follows chronology, meaning that unless the Torah writes down specific dates, as it's written in Parsha Bamidbar in chapter 1, verse number 1, where it says it was clearly spoken on the first of the second month of the second year, and then in Parsha's Baloischa, where there it says in chapter 9 that Hashem spoke to Moshe in the second year on the first month, then clearly what happened in Parsha's Baloischa happened before Parsha's Bamidbar, meaning what happened in chapter 9 of Bamidbar happened before what's happened in chapter 1. And then the Gemara writes down, from here we learn, in Mugdam Mocha Batorah, the Torah does not have chronology, but the opinion of the Ramban is that only when it's written specific dates where I can't put chronology on it, then I say a Mugdam Mocha Batorah, the Torah does not follow chronology. But when it's not written specific dates, then the Ramban says that we hold the Torah to be chronological. And yet, here, in our Parsha, the Ramban seems to deviate from this rule. Because according to the Ramban, the plague of locusts happened in the month of Nisan. And after the plague of locusts came the plague of darkness. And even if I hold, not like Rashi, that the plagues did not take place 1 week, and the plague of darkness was only 3 days, that means nonetheless that the plague of darkness finished in the month of Nisan. That means that when Paro called Moshe Rabbeinu to let the Jewish people go, and then he tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he doesn't want them to see anymore, and then Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro in chapter 11, verse number 4, Kachatzois alaylo, about midnight, Hashem is going to destroy Egypt, then clearly this has to happen in the month of Nisan. And yet, the Ramban says on his own words, Ki adibur hazeh v'amir el paroi koidem rosh chodesh Nisan hayo, that this saying and the warning to Paroi came before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kachatzois alaylo, about midnight, and it doesn't give him a specific date. Then according to the Ramban, the warning for the death of the firstborn came even before the plague of locusts, because the plague of locusts took place on Nisan, and this warning, according to the Ramban, took place even before the month of Nisan. Then clearly these verses are not chronological, and the Ramban always holds that whatever is written in the Torah is chronological. Therefore, we have to understand what forced the Ramban to say that those verses, Kachatzois alaylo, about midnight, Hashem is going to destroy Egypt, that this is before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But going back to our topic, according to what we just mentioned, the plague of locusts took place from the 1st until the 7th, and then from the 7th until the 13th, according to Rashi, that it was 6 days of darkness, 3 days of darkness that a person could not see the other, and 3 days of intense darkness. That means that the plague of darkness finished at the 13th of Nisan, which means that in the 10th of Nisan, there was the beginning of the 3 days of intense darkness. Then Sefer Shemen Rosh asks, if that is so, why do we call it Shabbos HaGadol? Why do we call it the Great Shabbos? Meaning, the Torah explained that we call it the Great Shabbos because since we took the Passover offering during the 10th, and the 10th of that year was Shabbos because we left on the 15th, which was a Thursday, that means the 10th is Shabbos, and the Egyptians saw their gods being tied to the doorposts and they couldn't react, or according to the opinion of the Beis Yosef, there was a civil war because of what they saw. And to celebrate this miracle, we call it Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. Sefer Shemen Rosh asks, how can the Egyptians see anything when the 10th of Nisan, according to our chronology, was during the plague of darkness? Because the plague of darkness started from the 7th to the 13th. Then how is it possible that the Egyptians saw anything to react, since clearly they could not see for the first 3 days, and during the intense 3 days they couldn't even move from their seats? Then how can they even have a civil war, and how can they see what the Jewish people are doing? Meaning, how did they even see the Jewish people taking the lamp, since the Passover lamp was taken by the tent? Sefer Shemen Rosh answers this based on what the Divrei Yoel brings down in Parshas Bo. The Divrei Yoel brings the Medrash in Shmos, Parsha Yudalet, Simon Gimel, where there the Medrash is discussing why did Hashem bring darkness over the Egyptians. And the Medrash answers that there were evil Jews that died during the plague of darkness, and Hashem did not want that the Egyptians should rejoice by seeing them dead and the Jewish people burying them. Therefore, Hashem brought darkness over the Egyptians. The Divrei Yoel says that based on this idea, could be darkness did not work on Shabbos, meaning that since on Shabbos you cannot bury any Jew, therefore there was no reason for the darkness to be in effect on Shabbos, and the darkness did not work on Shabbos. According to this, Sefer Shemen Rosh says, now we understand exactly why the rabbi specifically established the holiday as Shabbos HaGadol, as the Great Shabbos, and they did not want to establish a specific date, because the only reason that the Egyptians were able to see the Jewish people taking the lamb, and this is what caused the miracle that they couldn't react, or that they had the civil war, was because it was Shabbos. And since there was Shabbos, there was light and they could see what is going on. Therefore, they reacted and there was a civil war. But if it wasn't going to be Shabbos, they would not be able to see what happened during the 10th of Nisan. Therefore, in order to celebrate the fact that this miracle happened only because it was Shabbos, the rabbi specifically called it Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. And this also answers the question of the Beis Yosef, that according to the Tur, that the Egyptians could not react, then we should celebrate from the 10th to the 14th. And the answer is that we cannot celebrate from the 10th to the 14th, because during the next 3 days, the 11th, 12th and the 13th, the Egyptians did not react, not because they couldn't react. They couldn't react because they were in the middle of the intense plague of darkness where nobody could move. And therefore, we only celebrate this holiday as Shabbos HaGadol, as the Great Shabbos. And just to make sure, Sefer Shemen Rosh says that we have to say that the darkness was the 8th, the 9th, and part of the 10th, meaning not the whole 10th. The night of the 10th, there was still darkness, but the day of the 10th, there was no darkness because that was Shabbos, and therefore, that is the day when the Egyptians saw the Jewish people take the Passover lamb, because the 10th of that year was Shabbos, and therefore we celebrated Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos, because the whole miracle happened because of Shabbos, meaning that Shabbos removed the plague of darkness and the Egyptians were able to see, and therefore the miracle became visible, became known. And according to this, Sefer Shemeroy says, now we could also explain what it is meant by the Tagum Unklus, when the Tagum Unklus says in the plague of darkness that is going to be darkness over Egypt by Yom Eshchoshech, and the darkness is going to be removed. Meaning that the plague of darkness is different than all other plagues, because all other plagues there were in consecutive days, but the plague of darkness there were two series of 3 days. Meaning the first 3 days there were regular darkness, but then Vayom Eshchoshech, and the darkness was removed, meaning since Shabbos came, the darkness was totally removed, and then afterwards came 3 days of intense darkness. So therefore, according to this, the words Vayom Eshchoshech means literally that the darkness was removed, and the reason the darkness was removed was because of Shabbos, and therefore, because the darkness was removed because of Shabbos, we celebrate specifically Shabbos HaGadol, the great Shabbos, because that was the cause that the darkness was removed, and that was the cause that the Egyptians could see what the Jewish people are doing, and therefore the great miracle happened. And Hashem Yisburach should help that since Nisan is the month of redemption and the month of miracles, that we should see miracles soon in our days. We should marry to have the redemption, Mashiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, Bimheira Bayomeinu, Amen.